Attention job seekers, Seattle has an opening for a city council member. You have to be a U.S. citizen. You have to be a registered Seattle voter. Knowledge of the inner workings of city government's a plus. And by the way, this is a temp gig. And here with more, Q13 Fox News political analyst C.R. Douglas. Hello.
Hello.
All of this mad rush to fill a council seat happened because Sally Clark actually found a better job. So briefly catch us up on what happened there.
Well, we knew she wasn't going to run again for the position, but her resignation is the surprise. And apparently she got this great opportunity from the University of Washington to be a community affairs person. They wanted her right away. Apparently there was sort of no negotiating. So her choice was to leave the city council, or that UW opportunity would have dried up.
Is this an unusual occurrence for someone to just leave the city council like that?
Well, vacancies happen about every 10 years. So there's some kind of history to look at. Mostly, if you go back to the last few, they have been people who left midterm, kind of 2 years into a four-year obligation. So pretty surprising to leave this late with just months left. People who typically are retiring just wait out their terms. In that respect, it was unusual. And I suspect Sally would have stayed had she not been forced by the UW. In fact, I don't think she wants quitter on her resume, but that's what it'll have.
So right now, then, the council's put in the position of hiring someone to fill in. Who is eligible to apply for this job?
Well, basically everyone. But the only people they're going to take seriously are people who have housing and human service backgrounds. That is the committee that Sally chairs, and it'll be a big portfolio. I mean, the mayor's set to issue huge, very controversial, likely, recommendations on affordable housing. This person will have to shepherd them through. They're also trying to correct a mistake they made in 2006, the last council vacancy, when it was a wide-open process. There was really no job description given. They didn't ask for certain qualifications. About 100 applied. It was pretty much a zoo, quite a circus. They all got about 2 minutes to speak in front of council members. They don't want that. They're narrowing the job description, and they're only going to give finalists, probably 10, maybe even less, the opportunity to speak in front of council. It'll be a much more efficient process this time.
I'm talking with Q13 Fox News political analyst C.R. Douglas about the unexpected opening at the Seattle City Council. The council president, Tim Burgess, wants an experienced caretaker for that job, so not somebody who wants to hold it for long or run for it. So experienced caretaker, what does that look like?
Well, the feeling is that because this is such a late resignation, there's already an active campaign happening. I mean, there are declared candidates for their seat. There's a lot of money that's been raised. It's going to be a bitter battle given who's involved already. The council does not have any desire to insert themselves into that democratic process. So having a caretaker, doesn't want the job, just will be there for 6-7 months is the preference from this council.
So they don't want to appoint somebody who would have an inside track to run, who would have the job. But I thought that was the whole point of politicians, to like get an appointment and then like go for that job.
Yes and no. Again, because the lateness of this vacancy and the campaign that's already started, it's different than past fillings. I think the council is very sensitive to the charge that they haven't listened well in recent years. I mean, the district election movement, which won 2 years ago, was a real slap in the face of City Hall. It was a message that you do not listen. We're going to change the representation because you don't listen. So I think the sense is that if they actually anointed one of the people that's already in the race or someone else who wanted to run, give them a leg up by appointing them, it would be an unfair violation of the democratic process. It would be not listening, if you will. And there's just no appetite for that.
So it's not necessarily against the letter of the law, but it would violate the spirit of the Seattle process as we've come to know it.
Absolutely.
Well, so that said, experienced short-term caretaker who knows about human services and housing, who's on the short list in your mind?
Well, when caretakers have been chosen in the past by this council and other councils, it's typically a former lawmaker who can hit the ground running. They don't have a lot of time here, you know, so you don't want someone who's going to be overwhelmed for months by the politics of the job. They want someone who gets all that. So you do look at people that have held it before. I mean, there are a handful of former city council members running around. There's Jan Drago. There's Peter Steinbrück. I think those kinds of people will be looked at. You can be sure that this person is almost inevitably going to be, maybe not in retirement, but sort of towards the end of their career. Even someone who's super up to speed on housing and human service issues, but is 35 or 40 in the prime of their career doing some job they have now, pretty hard for them to take, you know, a 6-8 month leave, interrupt their work and do this. So a sort of senior statesman, if you will, is typically where these people go to choose.
We've got a few mayors sitting around town.
We do. I saw somewhere that people were wondering if Mike McGinn might be chosen. I think that's incredibly unlikely. I mean, first of all, most of the people on the council supported Mayor Murray. They do not want to make a controversial choice here. They want someone who can be a policy expert immediately and not someone who's going to distract the politics of City Hall.
Something fun for politicos to watch this spring, I guess.
We love this stuff.
Thank you, CR, for coming by.
My pleasure.
The application window is open for one more week until 5 p.m. next Tuesday in case you want to be a Seattle City Council member. Send your resume and cover letter to the city clerk. The Seattle City Council picks its newest member Monday, April 27th. That was C.R. Douglas, Q13 Fox's political analyst.